This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
This is the future.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
It's alive!
It's the sound of science!
Connected vehicles. A few years ago, most of us would not have known what that term meant. And today, the technology is being used in more and more vehicles. The hope is connected vehicles will cut down on accidents and traffic jams. And yet, a study from the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute finds that even as the public welcomes the prospect of safer driving, we're still worried about being hacked and preserving privacy. Let's find out more as we're joined by the two U of M researchers who did this study. Brandon Shutley, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And Jim Sayer is with us. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you, Jim, when we use this term connected vehicle technology, are we talking about technology we already have and also things that are waiting for us in the future?
Correct. It's a little bit of both. There are some new technologies, something called dedicated short-range communication. It's a lot like Wi-Fi
that's
being used. But there's also cellular communication. And in some some circumstances, it could include things like Bluetooth.
And what's on the horizon that we're going to soon see in our cars, do you think?
Well, I think we'll increasingly see the role of cellular communication for a wide variety of things, not just the accident reduction, but also so that manufacturers can monitor how well the vehicles are operating. They can provide you services like OnStar. They can update the onboard navigation systems. But we'll also start to see these other newer technologies that are more aimed at the safety applications.
Like, yeah, such as?
Well, dedicated short-range communication would be one of them. That's one that the U.S. DOT recently let out an announcement saying that they're going to pursue the possibility of requiring DSRC in all new vehicles.
Well, Brandon, you question drivers in the United States, in Britain, and in Australia. What did you hear about drivers' overall willingness or eagerness to have connected vehicle technology?
They were generally optimistic about its benefits. They were, by and large, accepting of the fact that it's coming and wanted on their vehicles. And we even found a pretty good agreement across all three countries on how much people would be willing to pay. Regardless of country, once you convert to U.S. currency, $400 to $500 was about the range that a considerable number of people would pay to have this on their vehicle. And this is, of course, people who knew nothing about it. So
and knowing that
number's low.
That knowing that they know nothing about it, what was it about connected technology, that umbrella term, that attracted them? What was it that they thought, yeah, I do want this? Even though, as you say, most of us don't really know necessarily what it means.
Sure. We gave them a fairly detailed description of what connected vehicle technology could encompass. Mm-hmm. And the optimism for most respondents was heavily placed on the safety aspects of it. Again, across all three countries, there was pretty good agreement that safety was the most important aspect to everyone. And they had high hopes for all of the list of safety benefits, things you mentioned early on, like reduced crashes, reduced severity of crashes, improved emergency response when crashes do occur.
Now, what about worries with the technology? Jim, what are people concerned about as they say, yes, I'd love to have this, but?
So security is probably the most dominant concern that we hear. You know, folks that are participating in the deployment of the technology currently in Ann Arbor, they worry not so much about the privacy aspects, maybe in part because they have a lot of faith that, you know, we at the university would never violate their privacy.
Right.
But they are concerned, as everybody is, with viruses and things that can happen on computers. Could those kinds of things happen to this new wireless technology? Could someone go in and do something malicious?
Such as? What are the possible concerns?
Well, anytime you have something that works on a system, a network, someone gets in there, you know, they could effectively goof things up. You know, you could have a really smart high school student or undergraduate student, you know, make it appear as though there was a vehicle stopped in an intersection if a vehicle didn't exist. So if you didn't have the right security measures in place, so that's where the emphasis is really on the part of the manufacturers and the DOT is making sure the system's very secure.
that would be one thing. But I can imagine, Brandon, that there are people that have some concerns about our privacy, about who will be tracking our speed or our location, especially once it's out of the test mode, for example, here in Ann Arbor, and it's actually here and being used. Are people a little worried about having Big Brother checking over their shoulder?
I can't say for sure that their concerns are for Big Brother. Mm-hmm. They did have concerns about, as you mentioned, the system security or the vehicle security when it comes to hacking, data privacy, especially in terms of things like speed or location tracking was something they mentioned.
I'm speaking with Brandon Shutley and Jim Sayer, both with the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. A study recently done by the Transportation Research Institute looking into connected vehicles and what concerns drivers have about security and privacy. And it's interesting, I noted a quote from Dieter Zetsche of Mercedes-Benz, who told Daimler shareholders, and here's his quote, "The company is taking every step it can to protect the privacy of its customers." And I'm sure that can be repeated by all the automakers, but gee, doesn't every company say that? And didn't we hear that from Target before 110 million customers may have had their credit card data hacked? So what reassurances could people have that something similar couldn't happen to their data as we embrace all of this technology?
You know, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and in cooperation with most of the automotive manufacturers and suppliers, is really working on an extremely robust security system. It's going to be very challenging. Honestly, from a privacy perspective, folks could be much more easily tracked via their cell phone and the use of their credit cards than they ever could from this kind of technology in a motor vehicle. Having said that, it doesn't mean you should dismiss it. Right. Again, they've got a lot of really, really bright minds of high-end security folks that are designing the system to ensure those kinds of things don't happen, or if they do happen, that you can immediately identify it.
Another thing that I just myself would find myself worrying would be about a connected vehicle system failing, especially in bad weather. That would be worry number one. And I'd be worried that other drivers would place too much trust in the technology and not keep their heads in the driving game, because we've all certainly seen how well cell phones have worked out behind the wheel of a car. So having technology like this, I just wonder, as researchers and scientists, do you look at that and go, will that help this problem or could it make it worse?
We actually have, for a number of years, been looking at that type of an issue. And we've looked at it for a number of automotive driver assistance systems, Ford crash warning, curve speed warning, adaptive uh-huh. cruise control. And honestly, we've not yet been able to find any evidence of it. Yes, distraction is an issue. But people tend to choose times when they think it's most appropriate to engage in those kinds of distracting behaviors rather than just doing them at will.
Stopping at a light, peeking down. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the truth be told, there have been crashes associated with distractions since the beginning of driving.
Whether it's a bumblebee or fumbling for coffee.
Or reading a map.
Uh-huh.
Or reading a book.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in eating something. There are lots of things out there that contribute to distraction. Cell phones, just potentially one of them.
We've been talking connected vehicle technology with Brandon Shutley and with Jim Sayer, both with the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute, giving us just a good sense of what's ahead, what's here, and what is coming. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.